A man once came to Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, and he said, "Oh Ruhullah, I want to stay in your company so that I can serve you and I can gain the knowledge of Sharia." Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam permitted him, and during a journey they reached a stream bank where he said, "Let's have some food." He had three rotis, three pieces of bread. After both of them had eaten one piece of bread, Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam went to drink water from the canal. In the meantime, the man, the third roti, the third piece of bread, he hid it. And having returned after drinking the water, he noticed that the third roti had disappeared. And he said, "Where is the third piece of bread?" The man told a lie. He said, "I don't know." He, Sayyidina Isa al-Islam, didn't say anything. After a while, he said, "Let's go ahead." On the way, they saw a deer with its two children, two fawns. And Sayyidina Isa al-Islam, he called one of the fawns, one of the deer, the children deer, called him, and he slaughtered it, roasted it, and ate it together. After they finished eating, he collected the bones of the fawn, and he said, "Qum bi iznillah, rise from the dead by the command of Allah Azza wa Jal." And in no time, the dead fawn, the child of the deer, it returned to its normal gathering and went back to its mother. But Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam said to the person, "I make you swear to Allah Azza wa Jal, who's empowered me to show this miracle. Tell me the truth. Where is the third piece of bread?" The man again replied, "I do not know." He said, "Okay, let's go ahead." After they walked further, they reached a river where the man held his hand, and they continued and they walked over the river. They didn't sink in the river. And Sayyidina Isa al-Islam again said to him, "I make you swear to Allah Azza wa Jal, who empowered me to show you this miracle. Tell me the truth. Where is the third roti?" The man again replied, "I do not know." As they walked further, they reached a desert. And where Hazrat Isa alayhi salam piled up some sand. And he piled up some sand and he addressed it, "O pile of sand, change into gold by the commander of Allah Azza wa Jal." It immediately turned into gold. And Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam divided the gold into three parts. And he said to the person, "One part is mine, one part is yours, and one part is for that person who's taken the roti." Allahu Akbar. The person said, "O Prophet of Allah, it was me who had taken the third roti." Because now he had the greed for this gold, didn't he? So he told the truth. After hearing this, he said, "Take the gold and you cannot stay with me." And he gave him all three piles of the gold. All three piles of this gold were now given to this person. So this person, now he wrapped all the gold in a shawl. And the man moved ahead alone. He went on his journey on his way. On the way, this person that had all of this gold in his shawl, he came across two other men. And as the two men noticed that the man had gold, in order to get all the gold, they intended to kill him. But he managed to prevent them from doing so by suggesting that he had enough gold and it could be divided into three parts. The other two people seemed to be happy with this. So they were sat there and one of them said that what we should do is one of us should take some of the gold, go to a nearby town, get some food, come back so we can all eat it. So they agreed that two people would stay with the gold and one person would take some of the gold to a nearby town, get some food and come back. And afterwards they would distribute the gold. Now the person, when he went to the town and he's getting the food, this greed started to come inside him. And he thought to himself, I want all of the gold. Why should I share the gold with anybody? I want all of it. So what he did is he put poison in the food. He put some poison in the food, thinking that when they go back, they'll eat the food, they'll die, I'll have all the gold. Meanwhile, the other two people that were waiting for him, they thought to himself, why should we share it with him? If we kill him, then instead of us having one third, we'll have half. So the person, as soon as he came back and he put the food on the floor, they killed him. They killed him and they ate the food. And then they died as well. So all three of them died for this wealth. A little time later, Hazrat Isa alayhi salam came past. And when he saw these three dead bodies, he pointed to the gold and the dead bodies of the three men. He said, "See, this is the reality of this dunya. It is compulsory for you to stay away from it."